Well, you have Don Musso, who's our tech person. That is, he handles our transmitter-related issues network-wide. A couple of people have done studies on the digitization, of course, and we've talked to the CPB people. The general consensus seems to be yes, they do require those transmitters. Yes, digital is, in some respects, somewhat of an unknown. But the general consensus seems to be that we're better off taking the money that is available now and going digital, even if we don't use it for broadcasting purposes, but use it for other purposes that we may have or for market purposes, rather than not have the capability at all, because the price tag will go up dramatically in 2 or 3 years, I'm told. It'll be far more expensive to do. So stations have decided it's best to get into the capability and then see how things shake out.
Well, do you think that that's a reason why the
Teresa, did you want to speak to this or?
I'm sorry, I was just getting my
Jane.
Okay, go ahead, Jane.
No, I was just asking Lonnie to clarify. So, is the reason why we're so much lower on our projected total for subcarrier from what was budgeted last year, is it because of that digital question or not?
It's related. Absolutely. People don't, those vendors that usually have used our subcarrier signal have other ways to reach the community, say the Korean community or the Spanish language community. They can go on the internet now, and they want digital capability, and we're still analog at some of our stations. So, yes, it's definitely related to the shrinkage in the dollar, I think.
Okay. So now my question. Are we still making $48,000 a year from Radio Maria here at KPFT? $4,000 a month, $48,000 a year?
I think so. I think so. Okay. I have to check it, though, Teresa, to be sure, but I think that's accurate, yeah.
Okay, and each one of these subcarrier incomes is listed, it's all in the national, so what's the total?
Well, right now we're budgeting $258,000.
So then you're making almost $50,000 from KPFT, so is each station making about $50,000?
No, it varies. It's really only mostly from I and T, and none from W that I'm aware of, but don't hold me to it. I have to check the details.
But if there's none from I, then somebody has to be making more than $50,000.
No, I said some from I.
Some from I. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, some from I.
And when KPFT goes digital, do we have to go back to Radio Maria and say you have to scrap all that other equipment and go digital?
Well, each person's different, you know. If they're happy at T and don't want to go digital, that would be fine. But at WBI, definitely, they want digital. In fact, we had some vendors offer to pay for digitization at WBI. That's
okay.
How much they wanted that transmitter to have digital capability.
Okay, thank you. Listen, I'm about to get in the car. I'm at a meeting right now, and I'm headed out. So I'll try and pick you up in about 45 minutes to an hour if you're still here.
Maybe for another 15 minutes after. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
Jane or Brian, was your follow-up?
Which one?
I'm sorry.
I guess I'll go.
Okay,
going on to other topics, I guess I have a couple areas of concern in this overall national budget. One is the national board fundraising. I totally agree that the local boards and the national boards should be fundraising. But it seems to me the question with the budget is, can you reasonably expect them to in the coming fiscal year? And I don't see any past precedent that would convince me that the boards are actually going to produce some income. So I wonder if we aren't counting on money that won't be there. I don't know what to do about that. Maybe to make some board allocated spending contingent on board fundraising so that there's an incentive to make sure it happens and a consequence if it doesn't. The other concern is the 2 days of fundraising for the Pacifica Radio Archive. It does put another day of fundraising on all our stations there, and the more days we spend fundraising, there's a diminishing return in terms of per day fundraising. I mean, it does have some incremental impact on local station finances. I think it also probably taxes the staff at the Pacifica Radio Archives. They're not really set up as a production unit, but when they do a day of fundraising, they have to produce 18 hours of original programming. That's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot more work than when we go into a fund drive and we just have people who were coming in to do their shows anyway come in, do their shows, and then ask for money for 20 minutes. So those are my two reservations about what you're presenting here. Board money that we can't necessarily count on, and the 2 days of fundraising for the archives. Maybe you can allay my concerns. I don't know.
Well, they're the first time we've done it, and but I do know that a couple of board members were very strong in wanting to have the capacity to develop programs for fundraising on the board, and we have talked with several of them around specific ideas that they have. So I can't, you can't guarantee that it'll occur. But $50,000 is possible with, targeted major donor mail campaign. If we were able to conceive of what the program might be. So I think it's possible. And if it is not, I would likely, look for revenue to make up in some other way. On the PRA, it was their idea to move from the 2 days. They tried it. They talked about it. They realized it would go deep into the night, and it wouldn't be very productive going that deep into the night. So they opted and have begun discussions with stations around breaking it up into 2 days. You know, in the April springtime slot, there is the anniversary of the network. 58th coming up. So they're looking for ways to combine with what the stations, other stations might do and not do have to do a full day. They've been looking at half days, I understand. So,
Sounds like it's very vague plans, but you're counting on them for this budget. I mean, you said they've started conversations, but we're counting on that revenue that they've just started conversations about.
Yeah. We're doing a backup plan in case that doesn't occur.
What's the backup plan?
Backup plan is to do a major mailing in that same time slot on a national level, sort of emulate what we're doing nationally, try to raise whatever money whatever shortfall there might be. But the target would be the $80,000. So yeah, that's doable because we control that, and so we think we could. Do a mailing that reconceptualizes the archives. Frankly, what's happened with the archives is that they haven't had a clear concept, I'm not talking on air right now, I'm talking mailings, of a mailing, and they haven't done as well as they could. But we think this time around they're wiser and they have a concept for a mailing that will be stronger and has the capacity, the potential to raise some money. So we'll see, as in all things, we'll see how that goes.
Brian, I'd like to respond on the board fundraising thing. Are we really saying that a board of 22 people can't raise an average of $2,000 apiece for an $18 million organization? If we are, I think that we've admitted something quite startling. And, since I got here, board members have been telling me that they think there should be a major donor drive and that the board should be involved. If they don't believe it, then they should eliminate that from this budget. But we are simply taking them at their word, not all of them, but that some of them should, and that, frankly, whether you're elected or appointed, raising money should be one of the requirements of being on a board. And so I think we're calling the question. If the board doesn't want to accept that challenge, then eliminate it.
This is Dave.
Sure, Dave.
A couple of years ago, I raised $2,000 for the archive with one phone call. The key to doing it is to have a plan and clarity about what you're asking for money for and why and how it relates to what the person you're talking to cares about. And so it took a little footwork ahead of time to talk to Brian about what were the kinds of things they were doing so that when I went and pitched, I could know who to pitch to and what to tell them so that it was real. And that worked very well. When we're talking about, so personally, you know, I think it's a good idea. What's really needed to be able to do good board fundraising is a better relationship and a clearer relationship between staff and the board, and also a clear sense of the vision thing. And so when I hear Lonnie saying, yeah, they have a clear idea of how to frame a solicitation, I think that's good, but I don't have, as a board member, any clear idea of what they're basing their solicitation on, what long-term plan or overarching project is going to be the basis of that solicitation. So it's important to me, if I'm going to go out and do that kind of fundraising, to know that ahead of time, not fundraise for something and find out that something different happened. On the point about the days of fundraising, if you're talking about the difference between 2 days of fundraising for the archive or one, you're talking about maybe 2.5% of time. And we're talking about a crucial component of the foundation. We don't even have the resources right now to systematically archive the content we're generating today. And I think it, you know, to see that as a different unit and, oh, it's taking money out of ours and diminishing return on all of us, yeah, I understand it, but I think it, I think the stations, A, get significant value from the archive, but get a lot more depending on, you know, the way things were structured and what the plan was. I really do eventually want to see that archive content easily accessible for all local station producers to use excerpts of to make their programming better. And that can only happen with a higher level of investment. And to say the station's not willing to do an extra, well, in the case of BAI, we're talking about an extra 1.5%. In the case of KPFA, 2.5%. More days of fund drives to do that, I don't think it speaks well of us. If you had to do that extra day for your own program, you would. When you have to do that work for your own grants that, you know, cost you money, yeah, you put that work out. And as a marginal effort, I just wish that it were the kind of thing that everybody said, yeah, absolutely, we're on board. If we have to do 1 day for the archive, we'll do it. If we have to do 2 days for the archive, we'll do it. And I just don't understand why that's not the case.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Can we, move this on the agenda, the time that we have for Brian DeShavis to do his presentation? I mean, is that a good time, I think, to bring this up as an idea, and perhaps the archive committee can set this as part of the agenda?
Are you asking about the structure of the board meeting? We've got the same amount of time for the archives budget as the station's budget, so there'll be time during the budget discussion for that, and then there's another archives, I think there's another half hour for an archives director report after we've done the budgets. So altogether, the archives is going to have over an hour and a half of time, of which about 45 minutes or more, I think maybe more, like an hour or more, will be discussion with the board.
Okay, so perhaps, you know, the idea that you have, Dave, we can, if we get this in a minute or just briefly, I can add forward in terms of ideas that were discussed in finance meeting concerning budgeting, and that being one of the ideas in terms of programming, archives, and the fundraising related to the stations and the use of the programs of the archives of material. And maybe you can just do a little general summary, and then I can just attach that.
I'll try and write something up tonight, and I have to get off the call now. I'll try to come back in about an hour and a half.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Hopefully we'll still be on the line. But
Lonnie, thank you for all your work on this. I know how much work it is. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks. Did I hear someone's voice?
Yeah, this is Jane. I just wanted clarity. I missed that. You're talking about an extra some days of fundraising to get more money to archives. That's what you all are talking about?
I think Dave is off the line. I think, Lonnie, I think generally, I mean, Dave's all like
money in terms
of what you need to get done. I think that's perhaps part of one of his ideas, or if there's an offset in terms of how much revenue you can generate.
The budget's based on 2 days of on-air fundraising nationally by the archives.
Yes.
I just want to, you know, put in a reminder that we, for the first time, we had to go 2 days over on our fund drive. I'm very concerned about increased fund drive days. Very concerned about it.
Yes, that's definitely on the agenda, and especially for BAI too, because that was one of the ideas in terms of the whole recovery plan, that fundraising day should definitely be an issue to address and should be implemented in this reduction of fundraising days. It should be implemented in the plan. Are there others? Or I have a couple of questions too and comments. Okay, this is LaVar, and I'll go ahead. As Brian had said about the fundraising for the the PNB, and also, you know, it goes down to the LSCs, you know, this is a topic that a number of people have various positions on, but I think that all there should be fundraising, whether it results in dollars or reduction in spending, it should definitely be done as part of the board. But the other person who had said that, you know, this has to be, this isn't something that the PNB can just jump into. We need development either from national office or at each station to really be a leader, exactly, a leader in coming up with programs to do this. And as far as planning, you know, we don't see any idea of what those programs are at this time. So to put that in the budget as a wish, it seems more as a wish versus as a program. So if you could just even, like, have some idea of when you could set up some program to make this happen in 07, that would be good, Lonnie or Greg, because a number of people on the board definitely can raise money and have done it in the past and are willing to do it. So we just need some program to have it in the plan. You know, this is more of a wish without any type of programming, and it goes back to the whole concept of what do you do to create a budget, to generate a budget. Mm. The other is on the affiliates, you said 150, so the other income, so do you have, I mean, with the 150 in revenue that's generated by the affiliates, do you know what the offset is in expenses, or do you have just an estimate of what that is, Lonnie?
Yeah, IRSA did submit a budget, and we went through the budget, and basically budgeted out up to $200,000 for use by the affiliate program. Once we understood that in 07 the affiliate revenue will be at least 150, probably closer to 200,000.
So you think it's so bottom line, it'll just be in terms of they'll generate the revenue that's generated will be offset by the cost of the program.
Yeah, at this point, that's what we think.
But in addition to that's just a basic cost, because there's a lot more in terms of goodwill and future, and in terms of other programs that can reach out to the affiliates that is not really counted in. I just want to say that it involves more than just the dollars. But the other position or discussion that you and that Dave had on the whole digital concept, I think this is another issue. We can just kind of like put it at the bottom of our report, but I think this needs to be taken to both programming and technology committee, so that there's some type of position that is, like, it doesn't have to result in a motion, but in terms of, we talked about this before, in terms of where the network is going with this program, and is there a timeline, and what are the benefits, like Lonnie is saying, in terms of going to in terms of having digitalization now versus the other concept, the other idea is that, you know, it's like the other stations are not going, they're just waiting, or the other networks or media are not going, they're just waiting to see what happens. So I really think this needs to be put to the Technology Programming Committee to come up with a position, because we can discuss it in finance, but there's no motion coming out of it, and it really needs to be addressed. And the other issue, I think, was the whole thing about the satellite. What is the plan for KU for 07? So all of those issues, maybe we can just, in the program committee report or technology report, we need to raise those and have those committees address that. The other is just on your plan itself. A couple of other issues were I think we were just looking at the support that you have for BAI, for T. In your recovery plan, I think that we were also trying to address the issue of this support for BAI at the $200,000 level, and that in the recovery plan, and in a budget for 07, it should be in the plan that there should be some reduction so that, you know, $200,000 will not have to go flow from national office to BAI. And also, as part of that, you know, we've talked about this before in terms of the fundraising by national office, which is, again, which I really commend. That's really good. But we really need to come up with a policy to, in terms of the distribution of this income, and that I think it should be related to related to a signal area. I think it should be, there should be a formula developed to show that, so that the revenue that's coming in, you can, the part that you can identify to a station, I mean, it should be, and to show that, so that when you look at transferring the $200,000 to BAI, it's not just from national office, but it's actually part of the funding that is, you know, some part of revenue sharing for the national office mail drop. So, again, that would be some type of revenue sharing between the national office, I don't know, 50-50, whatever, but some formula, and to show where the, in what signal areas this income is being generated out of. So those are just some thoughts. But
yeah. Phil will be there, our fund developer. So he keeps, you know, good records on where the revenues are coming from. We got into it, as you know, as a way of producing revenue for 1 month, because as a hedge against the stations having a bad drive, and so we have that interest. But and remember that the plan for the support for that joint fundraising between, say, WBI and us is we're mailing to surrounding states, because as I said before, that is what we want to explore, is how much the support that existed among progressive individuals in the surrounding states near New York. And we'll find it out. We'll find out what proportion of that revenue came from states on a regional basis. And that's the basis we're moving forward to share that revenue with not only I, but 4T as well. So we want to know. We're going to find out with this mailing. Mailing is out. Then the first one was September 15th, 300,000 have gone out, and that's the West Coast, and then they'll hit the East Coast the next week and a half, but now the mailings will go.
And does that mailing include the list of donors for local Pacifica stations?
No, it does not.
Why do I have one sitting on my desk, and why do two friends who are also donors to KPFA have one sitting on their desks right now?
They're not supposed to be duplicates, except as I don't know if you gave to...
Well, KPFA members seem to be getting them pretty consistently.
Well,
my name's easy to deduplicate. I am the only one in the entire country that spells it the way I do.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll.
Excuse me, my mother got one. She's a member of WPFW, but she got one.
Lining, that's what we're, you know, what we just need to see. Well, first of all, the whole issue of going through the list, and I believe you said that the person you're working with, the group you're working with, can do that. You can eliminate KPFA, current KPFA listener donors.
Yeah.
And the other is that as it comes in, we'd just like to know zip code or however you do it to show the signal area that the funds are coming in, and that we, if in the future, we'd like to develop a revenue sharing plan. So if we can know where the income is coming from, which and within each signal area of each station, and again, and determine revenue sharing. I understand the cost would be shared too, but
yeah,
you know, that needs to be done, because you know that even with the other campaigns, yeah, my mother and I both received requests for donations from National. So we just need to have you look at that. And just one other thing. We have a fund drive coming up. And people have gotten that in the mail. They'll say, oh, should I do this or should I do the drive? So this is very critical to the station.
I will absolutely look into it and identify by zip code what's going on so that folks will know.
And develop, and we'd like to develop would you like to say, like when you get the 300, you've sent out 300,000 items for the West Coast, but just like when you get back, if there's a way that you can show by zip code, perhaps signal
area. We didn't use KPFA's list.
What's that?
No, we didn't. And so I'm curious.
But if you didn't dedupe using KPFA's list, I mean, if you're using the, you could have gotten me off the list of Nation subscribers, you could have gotten me off the list of Harper's subscribers, you could have gotten me off the list of donors to three other organizations, but that's probably true of 90% of our other members here at KPFA.
Because you're not deduping using KPFA's list. You told us that they could go through the list and, I guess, call the KPFA members off the list. You said that was a doable thing. Well, we talked about this in the past.
That would be a policy issue. It's sort of like, you know, that other members of organizations can give only to KPFA, progressives. If they choose to give to KPFA and give to a national programming solicitation, which is what this is, this helps pay for Democracy Now! This helps pay for Free Speech Radio News.
I dig it, but the timing could be a lot better than 2 weeks before our biggest fund drive of the year.
We offered to do a joint mailing with KPFA. They turned us down, but she wants to do it now.
Well, it seems like we didn't have any choice because our members got the mailing anyway.
Well, no, I did talk with her, proposed a joint mailing. She's proposing a joint mailing in April, so that won't be an issue. We'll do the joint. We'll work together. I offered it to all the stations. And the two that took me up on it was I and T. Now, I offered it to A. She didn't want to do it. And we did coordinate around the dates. And now she says that she's perfectly happy to work on the spring one. So I think that we are working something out.
Okay. I think the point that we need is that I thought you had told me that the group that's doing this for you, or during the mail drop, they can go through the list and remove KPFA members from the list. Current members, current listener donors from the list. Is that a doable thing or not?
Yeah, I need KPFA's list to do that.
So you're saying that, we need you to get the list. I mean, I don't know what would prevent you.
You're using our mail house for your mailings. You've got the list.
Well, we talked to Phil about it, but he doesn't know. He likes to use the updated list. I don't think we've used KPFA's list for a while. He can tell you better than I about how that mail house works in terms of deduping. Nor, as everybody knows, he is the mail house person for both you and us. So I'll find out what the overlap is. Now,
can we get in the minutes on this? Because I'm sure in a prior conversation I was told that it could be done and that it was done. But we see that it wasn't, particularly, again, the timing is not good.
Are you proposing a motion?
I remember that discussion myself.
Yes. I really don't want to go into the motion on this, but, you know, if we need to, we can at the next meeting.
Well, I'll find out if the deduping occurred or not and get as much information about what happened. Bill will be able to, he'll be at the board meeting. He can talk directly to the...
And if we could get, when he comes back, if they could just do a little zip code thing, because, you know, at this point, you know, as KPFA, I would look at some type of revenue sharing now. But anyway, are there other questions? Lonnie, is there more? Greg, can you just put that in a minute, Jane?
Well, several members discussed concern about national mailings being received by members of the local stations and the need for these revenues to be allocated to the station.
Right, there's some kind of revenue sharing. Okay. I think those are all the questions. I had a question about
the
bottom line.
I just want to be clear. I'm not saying the national office shouldn't. I mean, look, the Purple States mailing, I think it's really well packaged in terms of trying to establish how it's written, established Pacifica's work is completely distinct from KPFA's work. But I'm saying if you're going to be sending to our members, you have to be coordinating with our development people. What you've told this group is that you're deduping, you're not hitting local station members. Now we find that they are. We don't know if that conflicts with our local mailings, if it conflicts with our fund drives. There has to be some coordination between fund development at the local and national level, or we're stepping on each other's toes.
I'm telling you, all I can say on this call right now is that I will get with Phil and find out what happened with the deduping process, if there's a problem on air, or we need to be really careful about that as well.
So we have an action and both the note in our minutes, and the action tip for Lonnie is to talk with development and to actually put in place when we receive the terms that you know we need to see a zip code on this on the returns, because particularly in the KPFA signal area. But anyway, are there other? Do we need to move the agenda? Are there other discussions about this?
I'm sorry, LaVarne, what difference does it make to get a return by zip code? Don't you actually need some kind of a cross-check of names?
Well, anything that comes within the signal area of KPFA by zip code. Well, the cross-check is the other action item. But when the income comes in, I'm just saying we'd like to see it by zip code.
Okay, I will, on this call, I can say that I would definitely look into it. We'll find out.
Okay. Okay, so those are two actions then. The zip code and also looking at the list to see if the cross to see if the duplicate.
Sure.
Names from KPFA's member donor list and what was sent out.
Yeah, I keep saying the same thing over and over again.
We understand. We're just trying to get the actions, Dan, Lonnie.
I understand, but what more can I say on this call right now?
No, that's it. We're just trying to get it down. We understand the position that you know you were assured one thing, and Brian has on his desk that's not happening.
I don't know what happened. I will find out.
Okay, great. Okay, are there other questions? Can I just ask one more question? This is LaVarne. You know, at the bottom line surplus deficit for national office, what was the number? Because the sheet I have here, maybe it's not correct. What was the bottom line number? I thought you said there was like 4,000 deficit or shortfall, or what was the 4,000?
4,000 short of the 1 month. So the number
was... Okay. I see. Okay. I understand.
Yeah. Which we take that very seriously because we have to.
Yes, and you should, Lonnie.
Yeah, because if we don't have the money, we're in trouble.
You're holding the key or the whatever for the other station. Are there other questions, points?
Just a question here.
Yeah, Brian.
Lonnie, how would you feel about us asking you not to change the budget, but to show us where you would cut if the board doesn't come through on its fundraising commitment?
If the board doesn't come through on its fundraising commitment.
Can I just kind of sum this up so Lonnie won't have to go through all of that today? Can you do a list? Because you talked some about, I think when we looked at BAI, what are the options that are available in every plan in case there's a shortfall in fundraising? Because if the shortfall is in the stations, that means there should be some options outlined by the stations as well as options for Lonnie in the national office.
Yeah, stations have to have that same plan, and that's what we want to do when we go back and we look at these budgets.
Okay, can we ask for that for the discussion at the PNB this week?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things I had intended, at least, is that when we go back to the stations, we're looking for them to come up with Plan B in case their revenue assumptions don't work out. And that's detailed work, but that is part of it. What will we do if the $50,000 doesn't come in? Well, like I said, luckily, we begin the year with, $400,000 or $500,000 in the bank. So that's our cushion for the time being, that we would maybe make it up that way. The other one is if it came in early, we would look at a mailing in the spring and maybe increase the mailing. Or we would look to make cuts, you know. We would look to reduce expenses.
Here's my thing. I think that... your mantra has often been that we have to budget based on demonstrated ability to raise funds, which I agree with. There isn't a demonstrated ability to raise funds, in the past at least, with the boards. I think if it's very easy for all of us on the boards to say we want to raise money for the stations and then to never follow through with it, particularly if there's no staff development person kind of dogging board members to involve them in fundraising. I think it might help make the importance of following through clear if you said if the board doesn't come through on the $60,000 fundraising commitment, here's what gets cut next year.
What do you got in mind, Brian? What do you think?
I don't know. But you have a budget that seems to include some discretionary spending by board members on things like legal counsel.
Yeah.
The board has certainly created mandates for the network in the past.
Well, I'm hearing your idea to be, look, we got some real unproven assumptions around raising $50,000. The board, in passing the budget, should agree where the reductions will occur should that not, in fact, happen. Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay, can we move on? Because just quickly, Laverne, you know, it's not the board expenses that, you know, if you look at the board expenses compared to the total revenue of $18 million, that's not the major, that's not the major thing that will cause us to have shortfalls. It's just the total fundraising and what we can do together as a team to make it work versus, you know, specifically looking at one area in terms of governance.
No,
so,
but the board also creates unfunded mandates.
I'd like to continue, and I hear your point, but I'm saying that we have also had in the finance in terms of a motion so that any motion that comes forward, it has to have, as we said, it has to have the financial impact, and the decision should be based a lot on whether, you know, there is a positive a revenue stream for the network. And in a lot of cases, we have these motions coming forward, and there's nothing there, and it's also passed based on whatever. So, you know, we have these things in finance. We're trying to put a stop on that. But, again, to glaringly say that it's board expenses that's a make or break, it's not correct.
Well,
so are there other points, or do we need to move on?
Laverne, but what, you know, Brian's point is sort of like, well, what if the board doesn't want to do it or just votes it down, at, you know, this week? Or is there something we could add to as a option B for the board to consider?
As I said earlier, you know, I don't think you're to put that in a plan. It's more like a wish versus having a plan to make that happen. There's no plan. You know, it hasn't been communicated to the PNB.
Right.
You know, we haven't presented a plan in terms of how this can be done. You know, we haven't coordinated development at the stations to work with the LSBs in order to start the grassroots area to work up to the PNB to get these things done. So there's, I mean, to put that in there is just basically a wish. So, you know, to say that that's, in terms of that's going to break the your plan in terms of causing you to seriously cut or impact, you know, your national office, you know, it's something thrown up without any plan behind it. So, you know, this should be not in the plan itself, but as an opportunity for the plan. And that would be very good, because in talking to the people on the board, you know, there were some voices who had reservations about fundraising, but all the people that I talked to, they do not. I'm not aware of them having issues with fundraising on the PNB.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, on the PNB, I know of two or three people who have said, "Look, we need to be raising money. I will help. Give us a target. Give us some people to work with. They got specific ideas. Selena certainly does." And she says she'd be happy to work on it as a couple of other folks. So if those folks at the board meeting say, yes, we're willing to work on it, we're willing to assume responsibility for $50,000, I say let them have a go at it.
But, again, I see that as an opportunity, not as part of your budget. You shouldn't just put that in a budget because you had no plan to make it happen.
It should be gravy. I disagree with that. Yes, $50,000 is not a large sum of money to raise in a year.
I didn't say it's very large, and I said it can be done. I said you shouldn't have it in the plan as a thing that will be done, because, first of all, there's no plan to make it happen. And that if you had it as an opportunity to the plan, you know, and I think it should happen, but I think that that's the way it should be presented, but not as part of the plan, since you're presenting something without any type of action or program to make this happen, Lonnie.
Am I going to do that on a phone call, Laverne? No.
But on the phone call.
Yeah, I'm perfectly willing to stand up with those board members and say, here are the ideas we're talking about to make this happen.
Oh, I understand. And I think you'll have support. I'm just saying that from a planning standpoint, that it does not, I mean, to put that in the plan without communicating to the people that it should be done, without a plan to make it happen, without even the information that it is in the plan for them to get done, that, you know, that should not be part of a planning process. That should be presented as an opportunity to the plan.
Okay, that's called an opportunity to the plan. Okay, I'm fine. I'm okay with it. But
oh, absolutely. I mean, I agree, and yeah, I agree with it. We can do that. I mean, we can do other things, like we're saying with this whole PNB meeting, that perhaps we should have a work group maybe in finance and combine another committee to work on, you know, what are some of the things we need to do to address decreasing the cost of these board meetings. I mean, perhaps we should form that at the PNB. You know, what Finance plus a couple of other committees work as a group to do that.
Or at least, you know, remember that idea about having a fund development? Maybe what we ought to be...
Absolutely.
Get a fund development committee like every other board does have one. and see who's interested and move from there, you know.
Okay. Are there other points? Should we move? The time there is about almost 7 or 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Do we want to move the agenda? Okay, great. So next we just wanted to go over KPFK. I'm not sure.
Whoa. We're going to vote on the national office budget first, right?
I thought the position, okay, we can do that, but I thought the position was that there were some areas there that, also, Lonnie, you had your whole omnibus thing. Have we talked about that inside the national office, or?
I'm about to give it up.
The omnibus is later on in the agenda.
Okay, so we can do the vote if you want to at this time. I'm not really, okay, we can do that.
What is the omnibus?
Lonnie, please, can you just briefly tell us?
No, it's later in the agenda.
No, it's part of the national office. There's 1, 2, and 3 as part of the national office.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Oh, no problem. just briefly. Lonnie.
Well, I don't know.
Just major points, please.
It was a motion that I had sent along saying a lot of the motions that we're considering, how about, you know, putting them all in one motion. And that's why it's called the omnibus motion. And it basically was that certain budgets I had identified, from my point of view, needed more work. And the recommendation was they be part of a 45-day relook, and that they come back to the committee with having another look at the budget to see what could be done. And there are some things in there now I think were too dramatic, perhaps I need. So I'm going to withdraw it, Levon.
Okay,
all right. And deal with the individual budgets as we have been doing, seems like.
Okay, so then we want to vote on whether we approve the national office budget at this time. Okay, do we have any other points? Anyone else want to speak to it? Lonnie,
To recommend that we adopt a proviso that the national office identify $60,000 in cuts it will make if the board doesn't come through on its fundraising commitment.
This is Lavorin. I disagree with that motion because, again, it places the board in a position where it hasn't been communicated at all, and there's no program to support this $50,000 in fundraising, and so if there's, if you can put a proviso that the national office, I disagree with that because again, it's pointing to the board as basically it places in a negative position that they're not fulfilling a planned commitment that has never been made, that has never been communicated.
They'll be making it when they vote on this budget.
But
includes $60,000 in board fundraising.
We can take it to a vote.
Excuse me, I have a question about this item in the budget, Lonnie. It's called interest income and board revenue. Is that right?
What line are you reading from?
In your budget?
Interest income.
What line are you talking about right now?
Yeah, I was asking sort of which
one. It's that line, yeah.
Pardon me?
What line number? What are you thinking about?
The board revenue, that's line 966?
966.
Is that right?
Yeah, let me just check. I'm almost there. Yeah, interest income and...
Right, that's my question. It's labeled interest. Is that interest income or is it board revenue?
It's interest income and it's a $50,000 for the board. So we've been talking about $50,000 for the board. And then the other part of it is interest income. So $50,000 of it. It's two items. It's interest income and board revenue.
So, the $50,000 that's in October, wait, is that interest income or is that what you have for the board?
That's interest income. And then I got $25,000 for the board in January and $25,000 in May.
Okay, because I couldn't print out all of that.
Can I
ask a question?
Sure. Baruti?
The interest income, where is that coming from?
That's coming from monies that we will throw off from our dollars in the bank.
right,
dollars
but,
in the bank.
But the historical, have we ever gotten that kind of revenue from interest income?
Yeah, we draw it down at various times when we need it. Interest income. We just let it sit there a whole year, and then we draw it down as we need it to make ends meet in the budget.
Okay, so that's money, that's our funds, or is that the money, that's some other investment? When I say, I don't mean ours, is that national office money that's not being spent, or is that from some other sort of investment?
National office has invested funds, and periodically we will try to, periodically we try to use those funds to make the budget balance at the national office.
Okay, so it's being earned on monies that belong to the national office?
Correct.
Okay, and it's $50,000. What kind of that's a lot of interest. That's a lot of money. What kind of investment is that?
Well, the national office has an endowment that started out at $380,000. It's to be used for program. It's in the audit. Every audit you'll see the line that relates to it, and it allows national office to draw down funds to pay for programming over and above the initial amount of the endowment. I mean, it fills off every year about $100,000, and we have traditionally borrowed it and paid it back. But this year, before the $300,000, it looked like we were going to have to borrow some of that money, or draw down some of the interest to balance the budget in national office. But with the $300,000, I may look at that again, because we have funds now that I wasn't aware of. $300,000 came in this, I think, Friday, so I may look at that again. But, yeah, that's what it is. It's in the audit. It is monies that were sequestered to the national office to pay for programs.
Okay. Does that answer?
To clarify, LaVarne, the problem, it sounds like you're suggesting that you don't think it should be budgeted for board revenue when the board hasn't dealt with it. And if that's true, then it sounds like you're suggesting this should be reduced to just... personally, I don't understand why we can't show them as two different line items. That's very confusing.
Yeah, maybe I'll break it out. I'll certainly speak to it. It's just that adding a row into these budgets at the last minute.
Right.
It's very difficult to do. W, when you guys came up with your budget changes, it took me 4 or 5 hours to add all the, change the mapping, change the consolidated. So it is so time consuming. So I said it's much easier just to add it into that row and deal with it at the board meeting, explaining to people what's involved.
You know, I would be willing to offer a substitute motion that we pass the national office budget, and that they would add $50,000 to mail drops, and that in addition, they have that the national office will present as an opportunity $50,000 in fundraising by the board after a plan is developed and submitted to the board. And I'm definitely willing to support, and like I said, most people I know are willing to support fundraising by the board.
So you're saying add it to the mail drop total because it's sort of untested at this point?
Right, and add the $50,000 as an opportunity, when you present the plan, present it as an opportunity to the plan, the $50,000.
Sure. It's going to come one way or another if they raise the money.
Exactly.
I don't have a problem, but if they don't, we have a backup plan.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, Baruchi.
I'm not sure.
We have to speak louder.
I need a little more information. I'm not sure how moving it from this line to mail drop, which everybody is saying is an untested number two, I'm not sure how that helps us. Maybe I need a little more information. It's not clear on the first.
Well, line. I think moving to mail drops have been tested, and they have been successful. And that just offline is that the whole recovery plan for BAI, hopefully the $200,000 that you have set aside for BAI will not have to happen. But, you know, it depends on you're looking at the cash, you're looking at cash flows, so it might have to happen soon. But the whole point is that mail drops have been done. They have been successful. That there is a plan developed for mail drops. There's no plan. This is an idea in terms of board fundraising, and it's an idea that the time has passed, but it has not been developed, and that we should present it as an opportunity to the plan. We should work hard to make it happen. I think the board members on here, they can speak for themselves, would support it, and that that's the way it should be handled.
Well, I agree that it's a solid number.
Chair, I don't support that because it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, are we going to approve this budget or are we going to amend this budget?
I don't think we should be amending the budget.
I mean, I'm willing to. It depends on, you know, however you want to call it, but I think that again that the $50,000 to say to amend the budget and say that, you know, it's the $50,000 by the board is what is causing the board the plan are not to be made. I think is basically positioning the board in a light that, you know, has not been, again, there's no program, and it just basically is looking like a negative on the board when it has not been communicated to the board to do this.
Well, he's communicating it right now.
Yeah, I bring it up every year.
This is not a complete PNB. This is the Finance Committee.
Yeah, but this is what's going to the complete PNB.
This discussion was, although we're just discussing it now, this has been on the table for a couple of months. The fact that you haven't decided to discuss it until this late date does not mean that the proposal has not been made frequently before now. So, I mean, I don't know how it puts the board in a bad light to be, you know, making a commitment. You know, what you're saying is, you can't approve a line item until a plan is developed. You want to see the plan, and I guess then if you don't like the plan, you don't accept the commitment.
That is not what I've said at all.
I don't know what you're saying, but you know, but I get the feeling that, you know, this is a kind of a delaying tactic. But in order to you know, move this, you asked another question, which I never got the opportunity to answer: is where would you cut the budget? And
I asked that one.
Yeah, you asked that one. Well, I'd say let's begin by cutting legal services, which is budgeted at $108,000, and not permit board members to use legal services unless they actually do present financial impact statements for the use of those services. $108,000 is an awful lot of money.
I second that.
You know, I think
that
we could save about $25,000 just by cutting that budget by about 20%. That gets you halfway to the goal that you want to go to. But you're going to have to use some discipline and not constantly ask for lawyers to be brought in on every issue. You know?
Absolutely.
The board, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to have to start disciplining themselves to stop spending money, you know, or else expenses are going to continue to increase. You know, I haven't heard you talk about even the other motion that we've suggested, which is to reduce the number of meetings from 4 to 3. I guess that's a little bit politically hot, but if you don't do that, then you've got another $63,000.
We approved it, Greg.
We approved it.
I mean, you know, but I mean, at some point, there's got to be a little bit of more discipline, and legal services is a good place to begin.
You know, I would be willing to adopt a board with but I still don't like the language to say that, you know, if the board does not do this, when, you know, it has not been communicated to the board, it wasn't discussed at the last PNB meeting that you would have to do this. This was part of the plan, and, you know, and it hasn't been communicated. But, you know, I think that in terms of options, you know, I totally agree that the legal we're going from, like, I don't know, whatever in 2006 to over $100,000, and that's before any type of other possibilities in terms of legal issues that might have to be resolved. That's just basically in terms of our corporate attorney, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
what would be the problem? I'm sorry, LeVon.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, we're just kind of open flow here. Go ahead.
What would be the problem with saying that should the board not raise the $50,000, and that, I imagine that's going to be a net number, not a gross number, that legal fees would be capped at, what is it, 108? We cap it at 58.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last part.
I was saying that legal fees would be capped, would you say the number was 108?
Well, you know, I would be willing to go along with the offset in the legal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was a board decision. It was supported by the majority. I must admit that I was not part of that majority, and I'm willing to go with that.
Okay.
So moved.
I support that.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the motion.
The motion is that the budget be approved with the proviso that if the board does not meet its $50,000 fundraising commitment, legal expenses will be capped at $50,000.
I don't think it's a commitment. I take exception to the language. It's not a commitment. If it does not meet the $50,000 plan as outlined in the national office budget.
Target. It's a target.
$50,000 target. Legal expenses will be reduced accordingly.
I don't think it's a target. How can you say it's a target? It's a budget item.
Board policy as soon as the board votes to approve it.
They're all targets.
Fine. Your language is fine. That's fine. A $50,000 target, then the rest of it. Yeah.
Okay. Who moved this?
It was Brian, but it was amended by Baruti.
Baruti had a substitute motion.
Yeah, I never.
I'm sorry. It was a substitute.
Somebody moved that the national office budget be approved with the proviso that it's a $50,000 target for national fundraising
for PMB
fundraising.
Not be reached.
It is not reached.
Then.
By a certain date?
No. Then.
No, just 07 budget target. I see your point. Yeah.
the goal is that they can only spend what they raise on legal fees above $58,000.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, I mean, I don't know how you word that, but
that's good. The targeted legal fees of whatever the amount is in there, 100 and whatever,
You want to cap the.
The target was, as Greg said, call it targeted legal fees are capped at $68,000. Less $50,000, whatever's in the plan.
No, you just say they have to be reduced accordingly, because if the board raises half its goal, then
right.
Yeah, reduced accordingly works.
Exactly.
So the it's not really target, but the approved legal expenditures for legal fees will be
reduced by the amount by which the board does not achieve its $50,000
targeted fundraising. Okay. Yep, so that's Bediaco.
Okay, so Bediaco moves that the national office budget will be approved with the proviso that if the $50,000 target for PMB fundraising is not reached, expenditures for legal will be capped.
And will be reduced just accordingly.
Will be reduced accordingly. By the shortfall, accordingly.
Right. Whatever it happens to be.
Will be reduced by the shortfall.
By the shortfall.
Well, I think the board has some work to do this weekend. Then.
Actually we're moving that we recommend that the national office budget be approved. Is that correct?
It's not up to us to approve it, right?
All of them are recommendations.
Okay, that we recommend. That the national office budget be approved with a proviso, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yes.